Okay, today's daf is Yuvamis daf Mem Ches, and we are on Mem Zayin Amibes, continuing the sugyas of Geirus, and we just quoted the psukim related to Rus, right, one of the early Gioros, and a lot to talk about related to Rus, this Gemara here. Why Dafka are these the unique halachos that are related to the Geirus, Tchum Shabbos, and Yichud, and the Medrash, and the Rus Rabbah? There's a similar discussion, but the different mitzvahs added mezuzah, right? You know, you have to have a mezuzah on the door. She's like, I accept. Like, why is mezuzah such a hard mitzvah, or how is it so defining? Maybe all of these are symbolic of certain areas of Yahadus, Tchum Shabbos, limitations. You can't just do whatever you want. There's limitations. Yichud, and then it says all 613. So aren't the other ones included in that? Avodah Zarah, right? All of these are not only important for what they are, but what they represent. And also Vatira Kimita Metzah Silalecha. She sees that she's not letting go. She's misamet. There's a Vilna Gaon there. You can look there. What's the emphasis of the word misametzas? But either way, Rus is one of the sources for Geirus. That's of course one of the connections why we lay Rus on Chag HaShavuos, because on Shavuos we all became Geirim in a certain way in the time of Har Sinai on a national level, and therefore Rus has to do with that as well. Okay, and then we said Kibel, once a potential convert accepts everything that we say, the mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs chamuros, then we do bris milah right away, because we don't want to delay the mitzvah once she is ready to, or she or he is ready to accept, so that immediately we add add them to the Kahal of Yisrael, and we do everything we can to be able to make them part of it. And also just the Shehuyeh Mitzvah, we said we had this earlier in the Masechta, you see earlier in Daf Lamites, this is the one of the four principles that relate to each other. Shehuyeh Mitzvah is the one that always is, well, we don't know what's going to be. We don't know if we're going to lose the opportunity, so you better do it quickly. Right? We discussed this about Kiddush Levana, the Trumas Hadeshen, we have this by Yibam and Chalitza, and here, we don't know, maybe the person is going to change their mind. And once they're in the Parsha, ready to accept, so then we'd want them to be part of Am Yisrael. So that's why we don't want to have any delay. Different than the other principles of Zriza Makdimin LaMitzvos and the Ema Aviren Ala Mitzvos and the other principles that are related. Okay. If there are, we do bris milah. If there are tzitzit, and if there are certain parts of skin that are ma'akev the milah, so then we make sure we have to do the bris milah again, because this ger requires the appropriate bris milah, just like any type of every bris milah. So kiditzan, as the Mishnah says in Shabbos, elu yitzitzin ha-ma'ak v'na milah, what are the tzitzit that are ma'akev the milah, discussed in Perak or Belazer de milah, basra chofes rova atara ve'inocha b'tshuma, if you have flesh, if you have arla that is covering the atara, the tip of the Eiver HaZachers, then he's considered an arel and he cannot eat truma. An arel can do most mitzvos. A few of them he can't do. He can't eat Karban Pesach and he can't eat truma if he is a kohen. Okay, the description of exactly what is an arla. Interesting. What do we have to know this detail for? Well, we have this detail of Hilchas Mila brought in here. There are a lot of details of Hilchas Mila, and they're not all brought in here. There are a lot of details of Hilchas Mikvah, and they're not all brought in here. Dafka here, in the Kadosh of Geirus, we have this detail brought in here. So the Sharam Mitzvah Balacha here suggests that here we're talking about Geirim, and we know Avram Avinu is Av LaGeirim. Ravina is the father to all Geirim. And we're going to have later on that Mila was given to Avram Avinu, but Priya, the second stage of Mila, was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, as we're going to have, Be'ez Hashem, when the sugyas of Mila come up. So suggest the Sharm Shem Halacha, that was the Hava Mina here. That because, this is Daf on Daf Ayin Aleph, on my base, Lo Nitna Priyas Mila La'Avram Avinu. Right? The Gemara says there. It wasn't given to Avram. So you might have thought that once a person was becoming a ger, so maybe they're connected to the Mila of Avram Avinu originally. Because Avram Avinu was the Av of Gerim. And that's why you would have thought that, don't worry, if it's, you have some, tzitzit ma'akvin, that you only had to remove based on the priya, not just on the mila, so maybe you would have thought that it doesn't have to be done. Kamash Balam, we don't say that. But that's the Havamina. Kamash Balam, we don't say that. Why? Because once we have the priya, then we have to do the mila and the priya. We have to do it all together. And we don't say, we don't go by Avram Avinu. And he quotes the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis and Chulin, which describes that the reason that we do mitzvos, we mentioned this Rambam many times, the reason we do mitzvos is not because the Avos before the Torah did the mitzvos. We don't do Avram and Achai because of Noah. We don't do Bris Milah because of Avram. We don't do all the mitzvos because, we don't do Meiser because of Yitzchak, Meiser Mikol. We do mitzvos because Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai started our halachic Mesorah. Taryag mitzvahs, number of the Moshe Mesinai, 613 came from Moshe, not 606 with seven holdovers from before, or even more. All came from Moshe Rabbeinu, Taryag mitzvahs, number of the Moshe Mesinai, so it doesn't matter what happened earlier. That's the Tosfos there in a couple of blahs, Adav Ayin Aleph, become Makam Avram Paramilasan, Alvak Abdalonitstava. He did it even though he wasn't Mitzuvah. V'yim Tomar, Amlo Nidna, Priyad Yoshua, Hechi Gamrina Minah. How do we learn something new from Yeshua? V'yishlomar, Tahalacha Lamoshi Misinahu, V'yoshua Asmachayakra. Right, that's the Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph. We have discussed also the question of Reb Chaim, who describes that there are two types of halacha Moshe Mesinai that we have in life. We have halacha Moshe Mesinai, what he calls hamichadeshes, halacha Moshe Mesinai that tells us something totally new that I wouldn't have known beforehand. The idea of all shiurim, I would have no idea how much you need for the different shiurim. And the Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadesh something. Or is it halacha Moshe Mesinai hamifareshes? I would have thought this is the concept of A. Halacha Moshe Mesinai expands my understanding of that concept. And there are nafkaminas. The Rambam has a major nafkamina. Does an Arel get Malkus if he does Avoda? Arel is learned after Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So you're going to get Malkus. You only get Malkus if something is Mefurish Bikra. So, I'm sorry, not an Arel, a Zar. A Zar, a non-Kohen, he's learned that from Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Rambam's formulation is, a Zar gets Malkus because he is Ka'arel. A Zar is like an Arel, right? So therefore, you compare the two, so you know, the definition is expanding. It's not just a new Chiddush. Right, new Chiddush, right? It is a, I'm sorry, I said it right the first time. I'm just thinking about it now. Arel is Kazar. We thought a Zar was a non-Kohen. No, a Zar is anyone who is not a circumcised Kohen. And therefore, a Yisrael could be a Zar, or an uncircumcised Kohen could be a Zar. An Arel Kohen who does the Avodah is going to get Malkus. Right, that's the Rambam. Why? Because based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai, because it is Mifaresha, it's not Mechadesha, so it is Mefurish Bikra. Our Halacha Moshe Mesinai just expands our understanding of what the definition of Zar is. And there are many other examples. So it could be, what about the definition of Mila? Assuming Priya is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, so is that, does that become the new definition of what Mila is? Mila doesn't only mean to cut, but it means to pull back the Arla? Or is it something new? Mila is Mila, and Priya is Priya. Nafkamina, the Chassam Sofer says, what if the Moel forgot to make the Bracha until after the Mila, before the Priya? Could he say Allah Mila? Could he say that Bracha? Because after all, you finished the Mila. Or maybe you didn't finish the Mila. That's the Nafkamina the Chassam Sofer has. But again, that has to do with this Ha'ara of the Sha'ar Mesiyana Balacha, what this detail is doing here of Mila if we don't have any of the other, if you don't have the, any of the other the details. Okay, so we have this idea of Mila brought in here. One other point that I saw from the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi brings up our Gemara. Right? We know there is a machlokas between the Tur and the Rambam. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that one has to be chozer, but if somebody does the Mila, so then they have to do the Mila in a perfect, full way. And if they finish the Mila, well, do they go back? But the Gemara says you have to go back for the tzitzin and ma'akvin as a Mila, for the tzitzin that prevent the Mila from having been done, but you don't go back for the tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin as a Mila. But for the tzitzin that are not ma'akvin as a Mila, you don't have to go back. Or you're not allowed to go back. What's the Gemara talking about? You look in Rashi on that Gemara in Shabbos, and the Torah holds that way. He has in one word. That Gemara is talking about on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you don't go back for the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvina semila. Why? Because it's chavawa. But if it was not Shabbos, you'd go back even for the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvina semila. Well, why not? Okay, chavala, but it's part of the mitzvah. The Rambam does not quote that Gemara in context of Shabbos. He just quotes it out of the context of a weekday. And the way the Brisker Rav understands it is that once you finish the mitzvah, there is no idea of hiddur mitzvah outside Maisa HaMitzvah. If you're not doing a mitzvah anymore, there's no concept of hiddur mitzvah separate from the Maisa HaMitzvah. So the Rambam would say, even on a Tuesday, once you finish the mitzvah, if you have tzitzit she'ina makvina semila, you don't go back. Because what, you're doing that for hiddur mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvah milah, but there's no concept of that separate from the maisa mitzvah itself. That's the machlokas discussed in Hilchas Chanukah, in Hilchas Shabbos. So the Beis HaLevi in Siman Memches discusses that our Gemara seems to be like the Rambam, that gam bechol ain't tzorach lachzor, because what's our Gemara talking about? We're not talking about Shabbos here, we're talking about Geirus. And what does the Gemara say? That you don't have to go back for Tzitzit She'ena Ma'akvina Semila. And you don't have to means you're not allowed to. But we're not talking about Shabbos here, and it still says you don't go back for Tzitzit Ma'akvina Semila. Right? So isn't this a riot to the Rambam, that even on a weekday? So, says the Beis HaLevi, V'sfir le'latur d'mishim hachi eno chozer. Says maybe the difference here is because there's also counter pressure. Even though, it's a weekday, it's a weekday, so you should have to go back, like the Torah says. He says, no, maybe there's counter pressure here because you want this person to become Jewish as soon as possible. Like we just had, Shihuye Mutzah Lo Mashinan. You don't want to wait a second for him to become Jewish. And the more Mila you do, the more you're going to have to wait till he's healed, the later he goes to the mikvah, like we had. So that's why he says the Beis HaLevi, even though it's not Shabbos, you still might have counter pressure, and that's how the Torah could read the Gemara. It's not Stama, a baby who's Jewish, and you have to just do a regular bris milah. No, this is a milah's gerus, and therefore the Torah would agree that there is some counter pressure. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, where are we? Two dots. Nisrapa matvilin also miyad. Once he gets healed, we're matvilin right away. Remember the machlokas we shown and we mentioned yesterday. Does this brisa prove the order that you do mila and then tvila, or it doesn't make a difference? Like the Ramban says, so nisrapa in lo nisrapa lo. You only put him into the mikvah once he's healed, not after, not before he's healed. My time, mishum demaya marzu maka. Okay, water's not good for the maka, for the wound, and therefore you have to wait till he is healed. Ushnei Tamidei Chachamim Omdim Al Gabav, and two Tamidei Chachamim are omed to see the person going into the mikvah. Amar B'chia, Amar B'yochanan, Ger Tzarech Shlosha. What do you mean? A Bezdin? Need three, not two. So why does it say Shnei Tamidei Chachamim? Amar B'yochanan, Letana, Tni, Shlosha. Okay, change it. Should be three and not two. Should be a Bezdin. Taval Va'ala Harayuki Yisrael L'chol Dvarav. Once he goes to the mikvah, he's a Jew, full Jew. He had Mila, he had Tfila, he had Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. He is a full Jew. Lamai Hilchasa. So what's the emphasis of that? We know he's Jewish. This is Geirus. So what's the emphasis of now he is a full Jew? De'i hader bei umekadish bas Yisrael. If he gets married today, Yisrael mumar karina bei the kiddush of kiddushin. If he gets married, but before he gets married, he's chozer ba. I don't want to do this now. He changes his mind. After he went through the Geirus, tough luck. Once he went through the Geirus, he's Jewish. And therefore, his marriage is considered a marriage. He's a Yisrael Mumar and Kiddush of Kiddushin. And we say that his marriage is a marriage, right? We had this earlier, that if there is a person who is Jewish, even if he went off and he's not following Judaism anymore, for all intents and purposes, for Hilchas Ishus, he is considered married. And that's why, Rachman al-Islam, we had the case where, let's say, there is a Yavam who is a Mumar, and there's no way he's doing Yibum, and he's totally off. Rachman al-Islam, we have to try to change that. We have to try to change it and get him to change his mind. Because, Afal Pi, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Chata Yisrael, Afal Bisha Chata Yisrael Hu. And for marriage, and for Yibum, for according to most of the Rishonim, he is considered a Jew, and therefore one has to treat him like a Jew. The Ritva says right here, Vishamina Mina, Di Yisrael Mishumad Ki Yisrael Nidon. a Yisrael who is an apikoris, who is a meshubed, he's like a Jew. The kiddushav kiddushin gemurim. The huadin de gito get afilu le kiddushin shekidesh begiuso. Right, if somebody was frum when they got married, their get when they're a mumar is still kosher. So the kosher get. We don't say, oh, because he became a muri, he's considered a goy, and you can't undermine the marriage from before. Umistavra, and then the Ritva adds, that it is also logical, besides marriage issues, the same thing applies to Dine Mamanis. Umistavra, de la Dine Mamanis, bahakna osa v'chiyuvav, kulam ki Yisraelu nidon. Right, there are differences between kinyanim of Jews and kinyanim of non-Jews. Mistami is also considered a Jew, not just for marriage purposes, kiddushin v'gitin, but also for dinim amanus mihu. But then he says, im adina malchus shukonu makne kegoi dinim bachus adina. If dinim bachus adina has different halachos and he treats himself like a guy, so there could be more flexibility when it comes to dinim amanus based on dinim bachus adina, says the Ritva. Okay, the Yisrael shachata v'chazer b'tshuva, and then he adds, what about a Jew who comes back and does tshuva? He says, me'ikar adin, one does not need tevila. He's Jewish. Does not need to go to the mikvah. He's a baal tshuva. But, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that there is a minhag. There is a minhag to go to the mikvah when somebody is a baal tshuva. V'yafal pikin hu tovo midrabanan mishem maila. Dumya de tfilas eved meshuchrar she'ain tfilaso ela midrabanan. Okay, so there is a minhag of doing a tfila even mizman hazeh. So one might say that's where the minhag comes of going to the mikvah every Shabbos, every day, because we're always baal tshuva, wherever the minhag comes from. Okay. So that is the line of the Gemara, that even if he tries to retract after he becomes Jewish, we do not let him, because he's a Jew. The Kiddush of Kiddusha. Next, Echad Ger V'Echad Ever Mishuchrar. So we had in the Braisa up above that these halachas apply to a convert or an Evan Mishuchrar. What's an Evan Mishuchrar? We know there are different stages of Geirus of an Evan Meshuchrar, a non-Jew who becomes an Evan Kanani. Amatvil them. I tovel them l'shem Evan Kanani, stage one. At stage two, so then I'm tovel them again l'shem being a full Jew. So Echad Ger ve'Echad Evan Meshuchrar require these halachas of tevila. So says the Gemara, Kasalka daita klakabal of all mitzvos. The Havamina is, and we'll see, this might not hold up l'maskana, the Havamina here is, the Braisa that compares a Ger and an Evan Meshuchrar is saying it not just regarding the mikvah, the laws of mikvah, which we'll get to, of course, but the laws of Kabbalah's mitzvos. The Havamina is here that an Evan Meshuchrar as well must accept mitzvos. Not just accept to go into the mikvah. He has to accept mitzvos, even though he already accepted mitzvos at T1 to be a, or not, I shouldn't say that he accepted, even though he is in a state right now that he has to do mitzvos like an isha. We know that Evan Kanani is chayiv in all mitzvos like an isha, not chayiv in the zman gramas, but there is a Kabbalah's mitzvos here. So for a minute, is that really true? Is that really true that he has to accept mitzvos during the time of the second tevila, the first tevila, as we will see? To be tovel him l'shem Evan Kanani, he does not require ratzon. But the second tevila, when he becomes a full Jew, so that's what we think the Bryce is telling us, that he has to accept mitzvahs there. Is that really true, Verminu? There's a contradiction. Bamed v'ramamurim, the Bryce says, when do we say that he has to do this? Beger avo beevad meshuchrar ein tzarach lekabel. Bryce says beferish does not have to have kabbalas mitzvahs by the tvila shenia by Evan Meshuchrar. Amar Rav Sheshes lo kasha harav Shimon Elazar Rabbanan. It's really machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim whether he has to have kabbalas mitzvahs by the second tvila. Ditanya, because the Bryce says in another context. Where do we have another context? Not by Geirus, normal Geirus, not by Evan Meshuchrar, by Yifas Toar. Yifas Toar, using the language of the Ritva and Kiddushin, based on the Gemara there, but the Ritva expands upon it, explaining Rashi there, Yifas Toar is a Geirus Bal Karcha. That's the language of some Rishonim. We basically force this woman, Yifas Toar, beginning of Kiseitse, similar ideas here, like an Evan Meshuchrar. You do stage one, you bring her into her house, you do all the actions, and at the end, we are not at the end, at a certain stage, we're in Matvil or Bar Karcha. That's the language of the Ritva based on a Rashi and Kiddushin. Yifas Toar. The Tosfos there does not like to say this that lashon. Tosfos there in Kiddushin Daf Chav Beis, that's where the sugyas of Yifas Toar are. Tosfos said the machlokas there between Rashi and Tosfos is when is Bia Rishona allowed? That's the machlokas. Do we allow Bia Rishona right away and then we go through the whole process of growing your fingernails v'chulu, or is it only later? Rashi there says sounds like that it's usur Bia Rishona is usur until later. Mash we talk Pirusha, Tosva says to Bimalchama, Usr love all that call Iker. If you feel a Birishona, you know Mutra to Akhar Kalamasim. Vitema, then what's the whole line of Vodibator El Kenegat Yitzahara? Birishona is not Mutra until later. Only because of Pas Pesalo. And that's why we would allow it, but that's Rashi. Birishona is only Mutra later. And Rabbeinu Tam argues, the real Rabbeinu Tam to Birishona, Muteris Bimalchama. Avil Birishniya, Surachate Bebeso, Gioris. Vichulu, and they each one goes through how they read the Gemara. But Tosfos already has the Lashon at the end explaining for Rashi, what do you do at the end? Megaira Balkarcha. That's the language, that's the context of some Rishonim there in Kiddushin explaining Yifas Torah. That's what we bring in here. That's why it's a parallel area. So Vachlav Aviyah Vesima Vagomer, she cries for her parents. She cries for her parents during the time when she comes into the house. When do we say she has to go through this whole process of fingernails and hair and avelus, shalo kibla ale, where she did not accept to be a Jew? Aval kibla ale, if she accepted to be a Jew right when you brought her into the house, matbila umutter bamiyad. That's it. You can be matvil her, and she can be mutter right away. That's the Tanakama. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, no. Aval shalo kibla ale. Even if she did not accept right away, there's another option that you have. Even if she was not matbil, even if she did not accept, what could you do? So this is the following. Kofel matbil l'shem shifchus. You could be matbil or stage one to be a shifcha kananis. And that we know does not require ritzona. V'chozer umatbil l'shem shichrur. Umeshachra. Then you're matbil her l'shem shichrur to be a full Jew. Umeshachra. Umutter bamiyan. And then you can be mutter with her. So what do you see from Reb Shimon? The second stage does not require ratzon. You see that from Reb Shimon Elazar. Rashi on top. Amal Reb Shimon eved ein tzorach lekabel mishas tevilas shichur. Right? Because he has that option. How could you get her to be mutter right away? You're matter with l'shem shichur, shifchus right away. And then later on you can do it. What do you mean? Doesn't she have to accept? Obviously not, according to Reb Shimon Elazar. The Rabbanon, who don't give you this option, must hold that you can't use it, because you require Kabbalah's mitzvos. So it's a machlokas tanaim. We're comparing what we would do by a Yafas Toar. In that context, you could do a tefillah l'shem shichur, then l'shem Yehudi. So we're comparing that to our case, a regular case of shichur. That's the suggested machlokas tanon. There's an interesting minchas chinuch. He has a suffix. He says, could a woman accept mitzvos during the month? Right? What does the Gemara say? She could accept it at the beginning. And if not, she has to go through this process. What about during the middle of the month? Could she say, okay, I've had enough. I want to become a Jew. Could she do that in the middle? So he has that suffix. He's noted to say, yeah, why not? Why wouldn't she be able to stop the process? Do you say it's all or nothing? See, at least has that suffix. Venira, he says, Dimtocha chodesh al bechi, kibla alei, v'ratztal lehizgayer, matvila nosomiyad, delogar mikodem achobesh. Kodesh, no worse. Af sheyesh lachalik ksas, even though you might have been machalik and say, dekodem nirish in his gaira birtsona, avala achar sheyeschila lazos hamasa maksuvim beparsha, efshar deina geris meritsona, vitzvicha lahashlem kalachodesh bemaisam alalu. But I'd rather not say that, says the Minchas Chinuch. He assumes he could even be chozer bo. She could accept mitzvos even during the month. But we have a machlokas tanoim here, whether there is an option of being matra lo l'shem shifchus and then l'shem shichrur. So we say, that's good for the machlokas tanoim. When I am matvil an eved kana'ani, the second time, he's been my eved kana'ani, and now I want him to become a mishachrur, I want him to become a full Jew. So is there a need for kabbalah's mitzvahs? Stage one, he's already chayiv in a lot of mitzvahs. Do you need kabbalah's mitzvahs? Machlokas tanoim. That is what we think. And therefore, the brisa, our brisa from yesterday's daf, that compared Evan Meshuchrar and Ager, which we at this stage thinks means Kabbalah's mitzvahs, is like the first time. It's like the Rabban, not like Rav Shimon Elazar. Fine. Says the Gemara V'yamar Rava. Top line. My time with Rishon Elazar. Why does he say you don't need? Dechsav kol eved ish miknas kasef. Every eved man miknas kasef that is bought with money. So what does that mean? Eved ish. Eved ish lo eved isha. What? Only a man can have an eved and not an eved, not an eved isha. So says the Gemara. And the context is by Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, that your Eved has to have bris milah in order for you to eat the Karban Pesach. So Eved Ish, Eved Isha. So, Ella, Eved Ish Atamol Balkarcho, V'i Atamol Ben Ish Balkarcho. In Eved, you can be Mal Balkarcho, but I Atamol Ben Ish Balkarcho. What does that mean? Rashi has 2 days here. We'll go with the second day, which Rashi says is Ikar. Look at that big Rashi. Lashon Acher by the eighth skinny line. Lashon acher v'ikar. This is what I think the Gemara means. Eved ish, hachi ka'amar. Eved shehu ish. Af al pi shehu gadolu ben das, umalta oso balkarcho. Eved ish means eved who is an ish, who is a gadol. You're still allowed to be malim balkarcho, because he's is avdus. V'iatamol ben shehu ish ger habal his gayer. Ein bokoch lamol beno gadol. But if two people are converting, stam, a gayer's case, a father and son, the son is 13 years old, the father cannot force the 13-year-old to have gayer's. T'gabe banim ksiv himo lo kol zachar v'lo ksiv behu ish. Right, so that is the source for Shimon Elazar, that you can't do a gayer's balkarcho by a regular gayer, but by an eved, eved ish. Right, Eved Ish can get a bris milah. V'Rabbanan, Rabbanan say, Amar Ula, no. K'shem, she'i atamol ben ish balkarcho, kach i atamol Eved Ish balkarcho. Right, no, we compare the two. Neither can be balkarcho. Can't do a balkarcho. The El Haksiv kol Eved Ish. So what do you do with the pasuk? Kol Eved Ish, ha'humi boile, l'kid the Shmuel. We use that for Shmuel, to Amar Shmuel. Shmuel tells us the din, ha'mafkir avdo, yatzal l'cheiris, ve'itzor get shechrer. Someone who is mafkir their Eved Kenani, then the Eved goes free. You don't even need to get shechrer to be mishachrer. Right? If you're selling the Eved, then you have to have some type of shtar to be mocher, or no saint. But if you're mafkir him, yatzal l'cheiris, ve'itzor get shechrer, shene'emar, kol Eved Ish miknas kasef, Eved Ish lo Eved Isha, ela, what does it mean? Eved sheyesh lo reshus l'rabo alav kari Eved. An Eved that there has a Rav, so then he's called an Eved, the Eshe Ein Rosh Hashanah Rav Olav, meaning you're a mafkir him, Ein Kari Eved, he is no longer called an Eved. Period. This is a big sugya of being mafkir avda. Mafkir avda yotzei l'cheiris. Tosfos here discusses, if this is a way to be mishachar your Eved, so why isn't this on the list in Kiddushin of different ways that you could be kone or mishachar an Eved? Right, the Mishnah there lists off. If you look at Tosfos on the fourth wide line in Tosfos, V'yim Tomar Amay Lo Chashiv Hefker Gabi Kinyanim Shel Eved B'Per Kama Dekidushin. Right, why isn't this on the list? Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Why isn't this on the list? Tosfos has a crucial line. V'yish Lomar Dilo 2 days in Tosfos. So it's interesting what they're arguing about. Tosfos first says V'yish Lomar Dilo Chashiv El Kinyanim Shemakne Harav LeEved Atzmo. The hefker eino ela siluk ba'alma shaharav misalek atzmo min ha'eved. Here you don't even need the achronim to expand on this sugya. It's the rishonim. How do you look at hefker? When I'm mafker something, usually when I'm makna something, I actively makna. We know makna is an action, is an active description in halacha. What about hefker? Am I being mafkir to the world? Or am I just being misalik, I'm removing my own bialus, and my mela, somebody can come and take it. Tosa seems to be saying here that Hefker is conceptually different than other kinyanim, and therefore it's not on the list. You're right, it works, but it's a siluk. It's what we call a siluk and not a hakna'a, and therefore it is not on the list. That is why it's called Hefker. Similar discussion we have. We have a concept called Da'as Acheres Makne. We have that by a katan. And Tosfos says maybe it's even Da'oraisa. A child cannot buy something. A child cannot own something mi Da'oraisa. Can't own something mi Da'oraisa. With an exception to the rule. Bali Tosfos say there's a concept that's quoted in Bamitzia called Da'as Acheres Makne. If there's another person being Makne and putting it into my Rishus, so then I can own it even Da'oraisa if I'm a Katan. If somebody is selling it to a Katan, if somebody is giving it to a Katan, Da'as Acheres Makne work. A Katan can't pick something up from the street. Right? Mi Da'oraisa and own it. Right? And there's no Schiel a Katan Mi Da'oraisa. But if somebody's makne it into his rishus, so then das acheres makne, and therefore it works. Asks the no debi Yehuda. Great question. Eben ezer simin nun dalid tinyana. Why do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that a katan cannot get married? A katana can get married. Daraisa derabanan. A 10-year-old boy cannot get married. No way. So ask the no debi Yehuda, why not? What happens by a marriage? A man is konan, a woman is makne herself. Why don't we say das acheres makne? And the woman can be makne herself to the katan. That's the no debi Yehuda's kasha. He doesn't really have a strong answer. According to Balei Tosfos, that works on a Daraisa level. Why can't a katan get married? Answers the Avni Miluim, before the Noda Bihuda, but this the question, says the Ksos and the Avni Miluim, based on the Ran and Nedarim. The Ran and Nedarim Daflamit, there are like 10 famous Rans and Nedarim, there are many, but one of the more famous ones is the Ran and Nedarim Daflamit, who describes marriage. What's marriage? Marriage is not a kinyan. It is a kinyan, but how does the kinyan work? The Ran has a famous formulation. The woman makes herself hefker. Makes herself hefker, and Memela, the chasan, is totally halachically the active one. The woman's nothing. Mashva atzma kedvar hefker. And therefore, the man is considered halachically totally active. The Ksos, the Avni Miluim, loves this Ran. He quotes it 5 different times in his commentary. So that is answers the question of the Behuda. Because this is not a usual hakna, it's hefker. She's mafka herself, and therefore she's just be misalik herself. And memela, you can't say das acharis makne for a katan to be married. It's exactly what Tosfos is saying here. Hefker is not really a hakna, it's a siluk. It's a removal of my own identity, my own connection. And therefore, it's kind of like the mashal given by the Ran, it's like the woman unlocks the door, and the man then opens the door. Meaning he's totally active in the maisa kinyan. The woman is not halachically active, even though it's called a kinyan. It's called the Isha Niknes. But that's how it works. That's similar to what Tosfos says here. Okay, I have to stop relating to that Ran, but there's a lot more where that Ran is. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Maskev Lorav Papa. One second. What's the whole context of the Gemara here? Let's just remember. The Brisa started off from yesterday comparing a Gerus of a Ger and an Evan Meshuchrar. So we said, in what way? Regarding Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So we said, I Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Evan Meshuchrar requires Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Machlokas Tanam, we said. Raya, where's the Machlokas Tanam? By a Fas Toar. So Gemara's like saying, how could you bring in your Fas Toar here? Is that a normal case? Amar, Maska, Lurapapa, Amar, Deshamas, Lurabanan. When do you say the Rabbanan require Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Be a Fas Toar. Delo Shaycha be mitzvahs. Who is a total guy, and now is becoming Jewish. So she needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Aval Eved is shayach b'mitzvahs, but by Neve Kenani, who is already shayach b'mitzvahs from T1, Hachanami, Dafi, the Rabbana Modim. Maybe the Rabbana would also agree that you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs at T2. The Tanya, as another Brisa says, Echad ger v'echad lokech men eved gochavim tzorach lekabel. A ger or an eved bought from a non-Jew requires Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Halokech mi Yisrael. Ain't Sorach Lakavel. But if you buy an Eved Kanani from a Jew, you do not need Kabbalah, he does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Mani, who is this price according to? E Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Harmer Lokech Menovik Kochavim Nami Ain't Sorach Lakavel. He says you never need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Even if you buy it from a non-Jew, that's an Evan Kanani. Ela Lav Rabbanan. So this must be according to the Rabbanan Shita. Vishma Mina. And therefore, what do you see according to the Rabbanan? To lokech minovik kochavim tzorach lekabel. Aval lokech mi Yisrael ein tzorach lekabel. Right? So we are now rejecting and saying there is no machlokas tanoim. Everybody agrees by an Eved Kenani, by the second stage of his becoming a full Jew, he does not need Kabbalah's mitzvos. So ve'el akasha. So what about the brisa from yesterday? How we got into this whole thing? Eved echad ger ve'echad gevin mishochrar. So the Gemara answers, pashit. Kitanya hilin yin tvila tanya. All we're talking about there is regarding the halachas of tevila, not the halachas of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. They both require a mikvah. That's it. That's how they are compared. So lamaskana, there is no need for Kabbalah by the tevila shnia, because what? So that's a machlokas here. The rif sloshin here is because she already accepted the first time. So she doesn't need Kabbalah, this Eved Kenani does not need Kabbalah the second time. And the Ramban and other Rishonim jump on the riff. No! We've said the past 20 lines. Everybody agrees that you don't need stage 1. Don't machloket, the Havamina was stage 2. So the Ramban here says, no, it's not that because Kikar Kiyon or Rishona, but it's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that you can have a Geirus without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Stage 1, you don't need it for sure. And even stage two, you might not need it, right? That's a chiddush haTorah, how exactly that works. Once they buy into the idea of Eved Knani, then it's automatic. It's automatic, there's Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Fine. Tana Rabbanan, once we brought up Yifas Toar, so we'll talk a little bit about Yifas Toar. V'gilcha es rosha, she shaves her head, as we know, v'asasa sipraneha, and she does something to her fingernails. V'asas. V'asasa. What does that mean? V'asasa, she does something. Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, omer takutz, she has to cut them off, cut off her fingernails. Rabbi Kiva, omer tagdil, no, she has to grow her fingernails long. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Namra Asiya Barosh, Namra Asiya Butsipranayim. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, she has to do something with her hair and something with her nails. Malahal and Ha'avara, just like it says Befeirush, she shaves her head, that's her hair. Afkan Ha'avara, so too here, it means that she shaves her fingernails. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Namra Asiya Barosh, Namra Asiya Butsipranayim. It uses the same verb. Malahal and Nivel, just like there, means making something disgusting by shaving the head. Afkan Nivel, so too. Here, by the fingernails, you do something minuval, which means you grow them. Meaning the machloka seems to be, do you go by the same action, or do you go by the same result? The same action would be shaving, shaving. The same result would be disgusting, disgusting. Right? Shaving the head and cutting the nails. And growing the nails. Different action, but same result. V'raila davar, says Rabbi Kiva, what's my rai? Or, I'm sorry, raila divar Rabbi Eliezer. What's the rai to Rabbi Eliezer that it means to cut off? Umipi Boshes ben Shaul, when Umipi Boshes came to David, Yorah Lagras HaMelech, lo asa ragla v'lo asa svamo. So you see asa there. Asa means the lashon of cutting. He didn't cut his toe nails, and he didn't cut his mustache. So, Mayasiya Havara. Fine. If you look in the Rishonim Ala Torah, they talk about what exactly the purpose of all this was. The Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says, why is all of this being be done? Why do we shave her head? Kedin mitzora, kederach hayotzim mechol lekodesh, kemosha asu halavim. This is a process. Shaving the head is part of a process of chol lekodesh. That's what the levim had to do when they became levim. They had to shave. That's what a mitzora does when he's coming back to the fold. So this is similar to that process. The Ramban, at length, in the beginning of Kisaitse, says this is a part of the process of avelus. Part of Avelus. Avelus does not, right up at the end of Avelus, she shaves. But she wants to, the Rabban says, she should grow her hair to shave Avelus. So she starts off, shaves, and then grows her hair long. Vaklaki misabelas alazval es data vitiya la'am acher. The Rabban goes through, what is she mourning for? For her religion, fascinatingly. She's mourning for that. Okay. So, right there. Says the Gemara last line. Tanur Rabban and Vachzaz, Aviyah Vesima. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Aviyah, Aviyah Mamish, Ima, Ima Mamish. Right? Like we just said, alluded to from the Ramban. Against this Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, she's mourning for her parents. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Aviyah, Vima. What do you mean mourning? Her parents are alive. What is she mourning for? What is she mourning for her parents? We'll see. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Aviya V'ima Zu Avodas Kochavim. No, it means her source of what she's lived by, her Avodah Zara. V'cheinu Omer, Omrim Le'etz Avi Ata V'go Omer. So is she mourning for her parents or for her Avodah Zara? Tosvos. Tosvos says on top, this is either a machlokas, just chat with the psukim mean, L'mizbar Kroi Pligi, or there's an afkamina. What if her parents died 10 years ago? Right, is she mourning her parents because now she's not going to be related to them if she becomes Jewish? So nafkamina, what if her parents have already died? So it could be a halachic difference, says Tosis. Yerach yamim, yerach shloshim yom, 30 days. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, tishim yom, 90 days. Where do you get that from? Yerach shloshim, yamim shloshim, v'yachar kein shloshim. So another 30 is 90. Maskef la Ravina, Ema, once you're darshaning every pasuk, go this way. Yarach shloshim, yamim shloshim, v'acharkein, acharkein means double what was already. Kihani, acharkein is excluding what was, so it's 120 altogether, not just 90. So kasha, we don't go that far. We don't have such a long understanding of the process. Period. Tana Rabbanan. So that was our little Yefas Tohar interlude. Remember, one of the Bali Musar says, the Chazal tell us, not here, but elsewhere, Lo Dibra Torah LaKeneged Yetzahara. Yifas Toar is because we know a person is not going to be able to control themselves, Lo Dibra Torah LaKeneged Yetzahara. So the Baalei Mussar say, if this is the only, this is the only time Chazal say that. So it must be, every other situation is halachically possible. And reality possible. This is the only one where Hashem says, okay, I realize it's hard, so I'm going to give you a little heter. Meaning everything else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks, is in our ability to do. That's what you learn from that line. Tana Rabbanan, Mekayimin Avadim, Sheina Malin Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Are you allowed to keep an Eved in your Rishus that you don't give Bris Milah to? Meaning they're not Jewish. So Rabbi Yishmael says, yes. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ein Mekayimin. No, you can't. Tozes today is here. Is this an Isidaraisa? Is this an Isidarabanan? Right? Do we say it's just a Xera? Oh, so he doesn't touch your wine? Right? Or is it something deeper? Right? Nafkamina. Could you have any other non-Jews in your house? Can I have non-Jewish help in my house? Right? Maybe this is the machlokas. Amale Rabbi Yishmael. Hari Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says, 1 second. Of course it has to be mutter. Why? Because it says that by Shabbos. V'inafesh ben amascha. Who's that referring to? Right? It must be referring to a non-Jew in your house. Amale belokeach eved ben ashmashos. No, that case I'm only talking about where there's a, you got an Eved right before Shabbos, and you didn't have a chance to make him Jewish. So he has to be in your house for Shabbos. That's what the Pasuk is referring to. V'inafesh ben amascha. Says the Gemara, 1 second. To kuli alma mihas, v'inafesh ben amascha, be'eved arel ksiv. But everybody agrees it's referring to somebody who's not Jewish. Right? Either that he's allowed to be there, or you just didn't have a chance. My mashba, how do you know that Pasuk is referring to that? The Tanya. Because the Brisa says, V'inafish ben amascha be'eved arel kasam medaber. It's referring to an uncircumcised Evan. Ata omer be'eved arel o'enu ela be'eved mahul. Kishu omer l'man yanuach avdecha v'amascha kamocha. Since you already have a different pasik, hari Evan mahul amur. Hamani mekayim v'inafish ben amascha be'eved arel. So it must be talking about an Evan arel. Period. V'hager. What is the next pasik word by Shabbos referring to? V'hager zeger toshav. That's referring to a ger toshav. At omer ger zeh ger toshav, inu ela ger tzedek. Maybe that's referring to a full ger. Kshu omer v'ger cha, sher b'sharecha, hari ger tzedek amur. That's referring to a full ger. Hamani mekayim v'hager, zeh ger toshav. That's referring to a ger toshav. Very important Rashi here. Rashi quoted, Tosas can't fathom how Rashi could say it. What is Rashi's definition of ger toshav? So if you look all over Shas, Rashi says ger toshav is someone who is mekabel not to do avodah zarah, but he eats treif. That's Rashi's lashon. Which sounds unusual. Is a ger toshav somebody who's mekabel sheva mitzvahs or just avodah zarah? So Rashi says all over, like here, third skinny line, ger toshav shekibel alav shelo lavod avodas kochavim va'ochal nevelos. And then Rashi adds, you can't really blame Rashi totally. It's the Gemara, but Rashi is saying it. Rashi says v'hishiro akasuv al haShabbos, the mechalas haShabbos ka'obed avodas kochavim. What does Rashi say? Rashi says a ger toshav has to keep Shabbos. Because Shabbos is part of Avodah Zarah. Right, if I don't keep Shabbos, like the Gemara says, I'm al kilo Avodah Zarah. Ger toshav has to keep Shabbos. Ask the Velt on ask Tosfos. Ger toshav is a goy. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, let alone that he doesn't have to keep Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about a case of having a ger toshav do malacha for you on Shabbos. That's what it's referring to. Tosfos says, what is Rashi talking about? And also, if it's Shabbos, it's part of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Why aren't there 8 Mitzvahs? What? It's included in Avodah Zarah? Come on. Right, but that's Tosfos. Tosfos says, yeah, what's Rashi talking about? V'nira dahacha ba'osim malacha letzorach Yisrael. It's referring to a ger toshav doing malacha for a Jew. That's what you're not allowed to do. Amir la'akum. But it's not referring to a goy doing malacha for himself. That's a huge chiddush gadol on Rashi, the Aruch Laner and others try to figure out a pshat for Rashi. Does he really mean? Does he really mean it? So the Aruch Laner limits it. Maybe it's only referring to a ger toshav who accepts to be a ger toshav. Most people don't accept to be a ger toshav. Once you buy into being a ger toshav, then you have to keep avodah zarah like a Jew keeps avodah zarah. And a Jew keeps avodah zarah. Shabbos is kilo over avodah zarah if you don't keep Shabbos. But that is a very crucial. A crucial Rashi. There are different types of non-Jews, like we get out of this Gemara. Ger Toshav. The Ritvin Makis talks about three types. You have a Ben Noach, you have a Ger Toshav, and you have a Kusi. It goes through three different categories. What are the differences? Does it make a difference if you live in Eretz Yisrael or not? Right, important discussions. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halokeach eved min ovei kochavim v'lo ratzo lamul. If you have an eved Kanani. and doesn't want to get bris milah, meaning he doesn't want to become Jewish. Megalgel imo ad yud beis chodesh. You try for a year. Yud beis chodesh. Lo mal chozer mochol avigochavim. If he did, still at the end of those 12 months, finished. You have to sell him. You sell him back to the non-Jew. Amru Rabbana Kamedura Papa Keman. Who's that like the local Rabbi Akiva? That's not like Rabbi Akiva. Dear Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar Ein Mekayimin. Rabbi Akiva says you can't be Mekayimin. And here it says you can have him for a year. Ha'amar Luhura Papa. No. I feel the name Rabbi Akiva. Can fit according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi can be like Rabbi Akiva. Hani Milehecha Dolo Paskal Milsei. When does Rabbi Akiva say his Shita? Dolo Paskal Milsei. What does that mean? Pashtus. Where there's no limit. Meaning you just can't keep him forever. But for 12 months you could keep him, trying to convince him to become Jewish. Right, another day in Rashi is that you only let it keep him where it was already at the time that you accept him, when you bought him, he wanted to become Jewish, and now he changed his mind. Then you could keep him. But if he never wanted to become Jewish, that's when you can't keep him. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana, Amritu L'Shvayitzik HaMedur Rav Zvid, Minardo, Amar Li. So, when Rav Kahana says, it was said in front of Rav Zvid, about the following, Ihachi Ki Amar Li Rabbi Akiva. If you're telling me that there's a possibility, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, he'll be in my house for a year. So then, why do we have to come up before with a such unusual case where you bought an Eved right before Shabbos? So, Lishni Leha, why don't you just say, oh, we're talking about the case where he happened for a year. Isn't that a much easier case to mention? So, okay, you're right. We could have answered that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Sholach Ravim Mishmed Rabbi Loi. So Ravin sent, in the name of Rabbi Loi, all my rabbis sent me in his name, Ezeu Eved Arel Shemuta Lekaimo, Zeshalachu Rabo, Amanash Alola Mulu. You're allowed to keep him if, there, when he bought him, he said, Amanash Alola Mulu. Meaning, once you bought him as Eved Kanani, that's a package and you have to be mal him. But if originally he said, I have no interest, and that was originally a t'nai in the sale, so then fine, you're allowed to keep him even if he's not going to become Jewish. Amrura Vanakamidra Papa Kamantalo Rabbi Akiva. So is this also not like Rabbi Akiva? Do you Rabbi Akiva Amr Imakai? Rabbi Akiva said across the board, you cannot have him in your house. So Gemara says again, no, Amalura Papa Filate Rabbi Akiva. Hani Milihecha to Lasni Bade. Rabbi Akiva was talking about where there was no Tanai made. Avalhecha to Asni Asni. Where Tanai was made, a Tanai was made. I asked Rav Shach in the beginning of Hilchas Mila and Avi Ezri, isn't this Maslan Mashakasaba Torah? The Torah says in Eved Kanani, this is the process. The answer is, we paskin, you're allowed to be masa masha wasa batorah, bedavar shebemamon. When it comes to monetary situations, I can make whatever tanai I want. When it comes to marriage, I can't. But mamonis, I can. Eved Kanani starts off as ini mamonis. And it expands to geiris, but it starts off as ini mamonis. So if I make a tanai about the ini mamonis, I'm allowed to do that? Fine. Amr of Kahana, I'm reading the Kamidur of Zvid Minar Da. Same question as before. The Amr Le, Ihachi, if it's true that Rabbi Akiva agrees to this, Ki Kamar Le, Rabbi Akiva, Balokeach, Eve Ben Ashmashas, Follow Hispik Lamulo, Lishri Leha. Isn't this a much easier suggestion to make? Not the case of buying him right before Shabbos. Amr Zulu Tamech, Lishri Leha. Didn't we just ask that question up above? Elachad Mitriat Plus Tami Kamar. Okay, there are a couple of possibilities that you could have said. Yosef, Rav Chanin Bar Papi, Rav Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Akilo, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, they were all sitting there, V'yasvi V'kamri, and they were saying, Ir Achas Haisa Be'eretz Yisrael, V'lo Ratzu Avadel Amul, and the Avadim in that city didn't want to have Mila, V'gilgalu Imam Hashneya Masar Chodesh, they tried for a year, V'chazru Machron, V'gachavim, they sold him back, Kiman, who is that like? Ki hai tanya, like the following tanya, de tanya, as the Brisa said, Halokech Evim in Ovi Gochavim, V'lo Ratzu Lamul, Megalgel Imam Hashneya Masar Chodesh, we're Megalgel on him for 12 months. V'lo mal, chozer mochalov gachavim. You sell him back. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, ein mashin oso be'eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, no, you cannot delay. Mibnei hafzitaris. Because of hafzitaris, because he's going to be metame. Right? Novi gachavim, Rashi says, is goes there, Chazawar goes there, that he has the status of a tame. Therefore, he's going to be metame a lot of taris. You can't keep him. Ubi iras muchal asfarin mashin oso kalikar. And also, a border city, you don't keep him there. Shema yishma davar v'yelech v'yom lechaviru v'gachavim. Maybe he's just going to be, he's going to hear things going on in the Jewish community, and he's going to go and spread it. So that's why you can't keep him here. Okay, we'll stop here by Tanya. There's a couple of lines that we picked up with in the next year. You want to finish it? So we'll stop here because there's a lot to say in the next couple of lines. So we'll stop here. Again, there's a lot to talk about more regarding Geirus and Ger Toshav, but we'll stop here.